So what happened? You went out there. You did a good job. Did you hang out with anyone? Do you like?
I mean, no.
Really?
You just showed up. Hung out with my manager the whole time.
He just fucking was like, "Go get him, Shane." You're like, "Yes."
I did. Yeah. And what was funny is this one lady. It was like backstage. There was like this black chick with like dreads, and she was acting like a fucking psycho, and I couldn't figure it out. I guess she was like popular. I'm not gonna name her. But then, like, right before I went on stage, she, like, patted my back.
Whoopi
like,
Goldberg?
It was Whoopi. And right before I got on stage, she was like, "Yo, you got this, dog. Don't be fucking nervous at all. Go rip it."
Hell yeah.
And, like, gave me
it's
a
like
hug.
It's like you're Mekhi Phifer.
And I, like, looked at her. I was like, "Get it. Like, don't fucking touch me." Then I went and buried her. She had to follow me and just sucked. It's pretty great. But there's a thing in comedy where a lot of people who suck don't know they suck and just plow through it. It's crazy. People bomb constantly and are just like, "Hell yeah." I don't understand it. I'm close to killing myself now. I can't even imagine bombing every day and then being like, "You know what? Comedy is my career."
Well, there's comedians who like get real into their work ethic. They're like, "I'm fucking grinding so fucking hard, dude." Grinding so fucking hard. That's what I'm about.
And they just blow. You're about, yeah. You're
I just
about
don't do stand up anymore. Grinding so fucking hard. So how were the babes compared to like New York,
the San Francisco,
NY, LA connection?
San Francisco babes.
What were you seeing out there?
Good bays.
Really?
San Francisco has decent bays.
Better than
I'm here
New
to
York?
Report. You know what's funny? I was gonna try to say this on stage and I was stuck. You know that I was trying to sing all the acts are brown.
Yeah.
And the crowd is gay. That's Clusterfest. All the acts are brown. All the acts are brown. And the crowd is gay. And the crowd is gay.
When were you thinking of this?
I was thinking about it on the flight. I was just looking out the window. Just a fat Downs face staring out the window.
Like, oh, you're just looking at some guy with orange cones, just like, what the fuck is he staring at?
Imagine a plane landing, you just see my face in the window. Looking at dudes with black dudes, just like, "God damn, what the fuck?" "God damn, we're fucking plane of retards, huh? All right." That'd be funny if there was a short plane.
For retarded people?
Yeah.
It just never takes off. Like it just drives.
It drives there?
Goes right up the, it goes from the runway to the highway.
It drives the whole way. Yeah, how long has it been? It's like, shut the fuck up. You don't understand time.
They just were like,
do you think retarded people understand time? I don't think they do.
I don't understand time.
I bet like Down syndrome people are like dogs. We're like if you leave the house, we're like, they're gone forever. And then like rip up the carpet. And then you come back an hour later and they're like, "I love you so much. Where were you?"
I would think they would chill.
But Downs?
I feel like retarded people would chill, dude.
Yeah, dude. Downs chill?
Yeah,
dude,
bro.
How sick would a fucking Down syndrome chill sesh be? Just a fucking dude on a beanbag just fucking living.
I heard it like a, what's it called? Like a off-label a use for the Snuggie was like a Chinese finger trap for retarded people. If you put them in it, they're just like...
Wait, so we're like in the mental institution, the straitjacket for retarded guys is just a Snuggie. They're like...
Yeah, dude, that's an off-label brand. I'll tell anyone.
No, people with Down syndrome are like crayfish, crawfish. They can only move backwards.
Fuck, man.